Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama and Merkel hold talks in Germany. U.S. President Barack Obama met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in the industrial German city of Hanover today for talks on a broad range of global issues, from the economy to the rising terror threat to transatlantic security. Afterward, the two leaders met with the news media. The meeting kicks off a two-day visit that will include talks with their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy.
Tomorrow, Chancellor Merkel will host our meeting with Prime Ministers Cameron, President Hollande, Prime Minister Renzi, as we discuss the full range of challenges that we face together, and it will be another reminder of how grateful I am for Angela's partnership and how much the United States values our enduring transatlantic alliance, including with Germany.
The president also said the United States and the European Union must move forward on a landmark free trade agreement, despite widespread opposition to the accord. He said, "It is indisputable the United States has benefited from free trade, as have other countries that engage in it." Earlier in his European trip, President Obama said he would not consider sending ground troops into Syria and said there needs to be more than just a military effort in order to solve the country's problems. It would be a big mistake for the United States or Great Britain to send in ground troops and overthrow the Bashar al-Assad regime, Obama said during a wide-ranging interview with BBC Television. In lieu of direct military confrontation, Obama said the international community should apply pressure to Russia and Iran, who essentially are propping up Assad to broker a deal with Syrian rebels to form a new transitional government. Obama called the war in Syria a heartbreaking situation of enormous complexity. From Washington, this is VOA News.